Until a few days ago, you would have heard this message on the McKenzie Center answering machine.
Hello, you have reached the McKenzie Environmental Education Center. We are unable to take your call. We are away from our desk or assisting a school group. If you are calling regarding the most recent press on the changes facing the center, we urge you to contact your legislators and the Secretary of the DNR directly.
That's the voice of Ruth Ann Lee. She's worked here for 6 years, starting when the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation took on its management. Last year, Lee became director. She meets me inside the lodge. Its large windows open out to stately pines and deciduous trees. Birds dart in and out of feeders.
The windows are tinted so the kids can stand inside. They can really observe all these songbirds at the feeders and the squirrels and things like that.
Inside, a stone fireplace and wooden beams dominate the space. The cafeteria is adorned with taxidermied native birds and wildlife.
That's the great blue heron.
Lee says anything the kids can reach, inside and out, they're allowed to handle.
We let them touch and explore because that's what they're here for.
Last year, 16,000 students experienced McKenzie. Lee says each program is tailored to what a school wants for its students. Some come for a day, others spend several. When I visited, snow blanketed the ground.
This time of year, they're snowshoeing and skiing. You'll see some little structures. They were out here with shelter building classes and building forts, and they're just having a good time being absorbed in nature and playing. And that's just as important sometimes, too.
Today, the center is void of children. Its dormitories that sleep up to 80 kids are silent. Lee says that's because it's a volunteer training day. With only 2 full-time educators, McKenzie depends on volunteers, who on average
do about 3,000 volunteer hours in a given year. Some are teachers, and they're very good teachers. Some are maintenance help. And, you know, they do a little bit of everything.
Lee guides me through a few of McKenzie's 250 explorable acres.
We have several restored prairies in different stages of restoration. We have a nature study pond. We have some grasslands. We just walked into the back entrance of our wildlife exhibit.
Lee is quick to explain that the exhibit's 35 animals are not the zoo variety.
They're not just scooped out of the wild and put on display for public entertainment. They've all been injured. When we accept an animal, we're accepting them for life, and McKenzie is their home, and then we care for them.
Lee points to a couple of native hawks.
The rough-legged hawk and the red-tailed hawk. And it is so fun to have a group of students in here and to have them see them up close and be able to talk about their special adaptations and what makes them unique and what makes them, you know, who they are. You know, taking just a close look at their feet and their beak.
A path meanders through the McKenzie Arboretum, each of its 100-plus species labeled. Lee says staffers added another hook to draw kids and adults into nature.
We have had each of the species GPS identified. So if you were really after a black cherry, you could look in our Arboretum guide, put the GPS coordinates into your GPS, and go for a hike and find that black cherry.
As we round the bend, there's no missing the maples. Tapping season is approaching. To guide the students, the center has encircled the prime specimens in shocking pink tape.
So they're with their guides and with their volunteer teachers, and they're actually using a brace and bit, and they're drilling the holes, and they're watching the sap come out, and they're learning all about that process.
This month, 1,200 fifth graders will experience maple sugaring.
Some of our groups have been coming for 35 years.
Since my visit, DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp thanked McKenzie volunteers and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation for their feedback, stating, "We have heard that environmental education and current programs at McKenzie are important to continue." Ruth Ann Lee does not yet know whether her team will deliver that programming, but thinks blending environmental and outdoor skills education is compatible. McKenzie educators have experimented with the approach, offering fishing clinics and archery courses.
We can go up the driveway over here.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Yeah, another path to the campfire circle.